to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts that will keep you busy for countless of hours. Tons of great articles and podcasts over at AmericaOutLoud.com. You guys want to head on over to the site. It looks great. You can find your favorite America Out Loud shows on the drop-down menu. Just hit the shows section. You'll see After Dark to get our full archive of shows. So you definitely want to go check that out. We've had tons of great shows this year. You know, Rob, I always say once you go woke, you end up as a joke, which leads me to liberal social justice warrior Seth Rogen, whose new vulgar show, Santa Inc., just came out on HBO Max. This new show he is promoting is so bad, it currently has a 3% out of 100 rating on Rotten Tomatoes, a 1 out of 10 on IMDb, and before they disabled the likes on YouTube, it had 127 dislikes, 127,000 dislikes compared to only 2,000 thumbs up. Of course, instead of admitting the show sucks, Seth Rogen has came out and blamed white supremacists for the bad reviews. It is pretty pathetic that these liberal social justice warriors always blame everything except the product that they are putting out. These reviews are pathetic. It was obviously a bad show. No one wants to see Christmas done with tons of vulgarity, Santa Claus cursing. This show just looks absolutely terrible, and the reviews reflect it. No surprise. But enough of that. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing great, Andrew. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew. We do appreciate you coming in and listening and sharing the broadcast on social media and even talking about it. And as we always say, do feel free to come back and give commentary as to what you like, what you didn't like, or what you want to hear. We hope that we are satisfying your listening. Now, to your opening, Seth Rogen, I was completely unaware that he had a movie coming out. Now, when we were talking about this during before we went on air, you made me aware of it. I was aware that lately he has been in the news cycle. A lot of chatter has been going on about him. And but the movie, never heard about it. I don't care to see it. I don't like him. I mean, this is the same guy who was involved with the guy, I always forget these names when we come on air. I talk about them, then I forget them. I forgot his sidekick who went to NYU, was a college professor, got a PhD or whatever, only to find out that this guy was a sexual harasser. I'll think of the name later on, but as far as I'm concerned, he's guilty by association. And I doubt seriously that I will go and see his movie or entertain his movie. But something that you mentioned, that he is blaming the failure of his movie on white supremacy, it's probably true, because the same people that have propped him up, liberals, are now looking at his movie and saying, it stinks. This guy was never probably a great actor, but they just went along to go along. Now that they have an opportunity to slam him, they're going to take it and say, we don't like it, cut. But in his mind, it's not them, it's the Trump supporters. Well, okay, think about it. What Trump supporter would want to go and see his movie? I mean, they don't like him. Oh, there's a name, James Franco. James Franco is his sidekick. People say that he's a constant sexual harasser. So they're both two peas in a pod. But back to what I was saying. What Trump supporter wants to see Seth Rogen? I mean, really, who wants to see him? So the people that he's accusing as, oh, they're white supremacy, they don't like my movie. Dude, we don't even care for you.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if you know this or not, Rob, but he's actually Canadian. And he is here telling us about how safe Los Angeles is. Recently, someone tweeted out that their car had been broken into in Los Angeles. All their stuff was stolen. And Seth Rogen replied to him, "Why are you complaining? My car's been broken into over 20 times. Los Angeles is a great, safe city." And it turns out this guy, Seth Rogen, who said that, has a huge private gated community. And he's telling other people to not worry about carjackings in Los Angeles. It's just the cost of living in a big city. This guy is completely clueless.
Well, this is what I would say to that, because they're all saying, in face of all the high crime that we're seeing that's taking place, they're saying, well, this is the price to pay when you live in a big city. I beg to differ. I live in New York City. And before we had Conrad, Bill de Blasio, the city was completely safe. You could walk out on the streets at 2 a.m. in the morning without fear of being attacked. Now, since Conrad, Bill de Blasio, if you go out at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., you are subject to encounter some type of crime committed on you or on someone else that you're witnessing. Just the other day, Columbia University, an Ivy League college, a student was knifed and killed. Later on, that same person that committed the offense stabbed and slashed two other individuals. And it goes on and on and on. Interestingly enough, or not interestingly enough, about a year or so ago, at that same university, a young woman lost her life. She was on her cell phone, and some thugs accosted her and killed her. This is since Conrad Bill de Blasio has been in office. This is since this whole push to defund the police, reimagining the police, as Barack Obama would say, while he's living behind a gated community with security guards. Nancy Pelosi, $20 million mansion in Florida, gated community, private security guards. But yet and still, they want to tell us to reimagine. California is a disaster with the smash and grab mobs. This is just didn't happen overnight. This was planned. This is what they wanted. This is what they always wanted. And who are the people committing the crimes? No, at the top of the list, we dare not leave off white people, the angry white men. They probably make up, let's say, a percent. But then the 99% of the people that we see that are participating in the smash mob, smash and grab, burning down cities, Black people, or as the left likes to refer to them as being, African-American people. Why are they doing this? Considering Joe Biden and his administration has given them so much money, all types of freebies. They've shamed all these companies into hiring these people, but they don't want to work. So right before the holiday, let's do a smash and grab. Let's go to all the high-end stores, take watches and diamonds and purses, expensive clothes, TVs, stereo sets. Now, why are they doing this, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary? Well, it's because of COVID. Oh, really? Well, when Trump was in office, it never happened. And that was the beginning of COVID. So what changed? Oh, well, they're just feeling all destitute and they're out. And now that they're able to go outside, they're just letting out all this energy. Oh, really? Well, again, when Trump was in office, it didn't happen. So what changed? Maybe the idea of defunding the police. We don't need the police. Oh, really? Oh, but as Seth Rogen says, oh, that's the price you paid for living in a big city. Well, is it the price you pay for living in a big city or the price you pay when you defund the police in a liberal Democrat city? Big difference. You don't see smash and grab in Florida. You don't see that in South Dakota. You don't see that in Texas. So why is it in only the blue states, blue cities, whereby we have mayors that are Democrats, mayors that are liberal, governors that are Democrat, governors that are liberal, and I dare say mayors in places like Chicago and DC who happen to be Black, who happen to be Black women. But I thought Black women were like the face of the future. I thought they were able to corral all of this and get it together and give us new insight. I thought they were the powers that be, and they would get these people to do right and to end the crime. Well, someone needs to send that memo to Mary Lori Lightfoot, because she has failed miserably in Chicago. Chicago has never been on par with obeying the law. Look at Jesse Smollett. Jesse, who claimed that during the stark of winter, one night, MAGA supporters came to him and said, "We're going to get you down. Who is this?" And they yelled all these profanities.
Yeah, just an update on that case. Apparently, Jesse Smollett's defense team is pushing for a mistrial, claiming that the judge is biased and has it in for Jesse. Apparently, the judge is not showing any signs that he's going to grant them a mistrial. But it looks like the lying continues for Mr. Smollett, who still has not learned his lesson from his hate hoax.
And I'm sure he bows down at the altar of Seth. They're probably, you know, probably all good buddies.
And Rob, did you see that Jesse Smollett's defense, what their strategy was? To try and make the two Black guys who attacked him to try and dig up every homophobic thing they've said in the past and try and paint them as homophobes. And that's why they're saying that they attacked Jesse Smollett.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable, yet I believe it. They were buddies. They have the tape of them doing a dry run of this. The tape. So what do you have again? You have liberals pitting Black people against Black people, Black men against Black men. And those guys are true Africans, not Jesse Smollett, who's an African wannabe. He's just a regular old Black guy from America. Okay, but they're trying to pit them up against each other. Really? Seriously? I mean, you pay them. They have the receipts as to what you did, and you want to deny it? This shouldn't even be on trial, but it is, thanks to Kim Fox. It is thanks to Michelle Obama. We cannot allow Michelle Obama to go unblemished from this, because she picked up the phone and had her one of her assistants to call Kim Fox to say, "Drop this. He's been through enough." And then all these other people that are saying, when it came out that he actually lied, they see what he did. It was a lie. It was a hoax. And they're saying, well, when you think about it, everything that Black people have gone through in this country, I mean, he was just having a moment to go back and lie. A Black man who has lived a privileged life in Hollywood as an actor, wannabe singer, on a primetime show on Fox. He wanted more money. So he decides to stage this entire, they're coming after me. And then he tells Robin Roberts of ABC News, Good Morning America. She says, well, why did they do this? Well, you know, because, you know, I come down really hard on 45. Okay, so is everyone else. Join the club, join the liberal club. But why would they look at you and say, we're going to go after you, Justin?
Yeah, but he fought back, Rob. He wants everyone to know that he fought back. The attackers, they ran away from him. He didn't run away from the attackers. Remember that? That's his story.
Yeah. He fought back. Okay, when you got to pay yourself to kick your own ass, dude, you're in trouble. And then you're going to pay some other guys to like try to rough you up, because you're not really good at it. Okay, so you're not good at kicking your own ass, so you're going to pay someone else to kick your ass. And then once they do it, then you're going to put a noose around your neck, keep it there while the police is talking to you. It's like, well, why wouldn't you just take the noose off?
And to top it all off, he paid them off with a check. It's like, dude, you don't want to commit a crime with a check.
Paid them off with the check. It's like, just what? Doesn't he know about, what is it? What is the app called that you can send people money? Does he know about any of those apps whereby you can send people money? I mean, they can still trace it, but come on, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, Foursquares, like, come on. But, you know, Seth Rogen and all these people, they all bow at this altar of stupidity. But the thing about Jussie is that he was in Chicago, liberal Chicago. And where he was living, it was known to be gay friendly. So why would Trump supporters even go there? They didn't vote for President Trump in Chicago. No, had he said, okay, there were some liberals that were mad. They were mad because I supported Lori Lightfoot. That's fine. But that's not it. But I want to get back to something. Michelle Obama had her fingers on this. She made a call that got to Kim Fox to drop the case. And Kim came out with a stoic look and said, we're going to drop this because there's nothing here. Really? And then they had to have a special prosecutor to come in and say, no. The city put out money. We paid police officers overtime to look into this. And now you want to drop it once their report came back that he, in fact, lied? She should have resigned in disgrace. But you know what? She didn't. And you know why she didn't resign in disgrace? Because she is a George Soros acolyte. She bows at the altar of George Soros. And I'm going to get to George Soros also, because I like to connect all the dots so that people can see what we're up against here. We're up against these radicals. I mean, they're right along the same lines of these radical Islamists, like, what's her name, Ilhan Omar. No, I am not Islamophobic at all, but we have to call it, we have to tell the truth. When we don't face the truth and talk about it, these things will keep happening, just like with Defund the Police reimagining, and you have crime all over. I mean, Andrew, since 2020, the crime has just escalated in a lot of our large liberal cities and states. It's all by design. Yeah.
You're absolutely right, Rob. I seen a number the other day. It's only early December, and Chicago's already had over 1,100 homicides this year. Philadelphia's had over 600. That's 1,700 people dead just in those two cities from homicides in the year 2021. That is nuts. And where is Black Lives Matter pretending that they care about Black lives? They should be in Philadelphia. They should be in Chicago, Baltimore, East St. Louis, all over the country, trying to talk people out of killing each other.
Right. You can't make this stuff up. And we see it. It's live. It's happening on a daily basis with the crime that's out there. And it's all because of we're defunding the police. Before the COVID, before all of this, before this whole George Floyd, things were moving along. We had issues with crime, especially in New York with Conrad de Blasio. But now they saw an opportunity to defund the police, get rid of the police, and replace them with whom? And it's just like a constant theme that you see across the country. You can't make this stuff up. It's real. It's happening. And not only that, Andrew, the loudest dog barking, Alec Baldwin. Look at what's happening to him. He derided the president day in and day out. He attacked the president. He said this, he said that. And all the liberals, they thought it was funny. Oh, let's see him on Saturday Night Live. And he would go in and he would do this and say this. And now he's part of the same crime spree. Shot and killed. Can you imagine? Shot and killed the director of a movie that he was producing. And now he's trying to spin it differently. And, oh, please have sympathy on me. And the same people that were propping him up and saying, yeah, go ahead and talk about Donald Trump and you're a good impersonator, they're nowhere to be found to defend him.
Yeah.
Nowhere. Where are they?
Yeah, this Alec Baldwin must have the worst luck in the world, according to him, since he says he was holding the gun and it fired without him ever pulling the trigger. I'm not so sure how that happens or why he even made that statement that he never pulled the trigger. But, I mean, pretty clearly, he had to have pulled the trigger.
Well, if liberals wanted to support him. And since they want to get rid of guns, they would have jumped on that theme and said, see that? That gun killed her. That gun. We told you we need gun control because the gun did it. Not Alex. It was the gun. The gun just woke up and just said, hey, I'm going to jump in your hand and you hold me and aim me. And then I will just, by osmosis, shoot a bullet out. Really? No, it's not the gun. It's the person behind the gun. Bad people. And now he's trying to come out and dress it up. But Andrew, it's amazing how none of his liberal friends that applauded him when he was poking fun at President Trump, that applauded him whenever he would come on Saturday Night Live, whenever he would go on any of these talk shows and put on his horrible Trump impersonation, that all these people that were laughing at him then have all hidden. They've all walked back. Even George Clooney, I mean, who has the most vicious knife and just like stuck it in and just like turned it, has turned his back. Now, I don't care for George Clooney because I think he's a bit self-righteous. But all of these individuals that he used to entertain and have them laughing, no one is there to support him. Mika Brzezinski on Joe Scarborough, she's not there. She's even saying, oh, Alex, I don't know about this. Now, maybe it was a mistake. Maybe it wasn't not a mistake, but an accident. I don't know. But I do find it interesting that there is no one to support him. No one is in his corner. Look at Seth Rogen. They're all attacking him now. Now, it won't be long before Alex comes out and says, oh, this is white supremacy. These are the Trump people that want to do me in. No, you're being done in by your own misdoings. Okay? It is karma. And one by one, as is always the case, be it on the left or the right, they fall down. And this is the moment, hear me clearly, this is the moment, this is the opportunity that we must take and kick them when they're down. Because that's the only way we will keep them down. That is the only way the truth will come out. It's when they're down, because then they want sympathy. But then you have to go and deliver a very serious kick to keep them down. Look at Andrew Cuomo, the exact same thing. People were allotting him and, oh, he's this and he's that. And now that he has been exposed, there is no one there to protect him. Now, of course, there are the knuckleheads who are saying, well, I would do the same thing if it were my sibling. What? Okay, if that is the case, if you want to say that you can defend, no, I said Andrew Cuomo, it's Chris Cuomo. I always get them confused. If you want to defend Chris Cuomo's actions for trying to cover up for his brother and to run opposition research on all these women to dirty their names, if you want to do that and say that what Chris Cuomo did was fine because he was trying to defend a family member, then when we're looking at Ethan Cromley and his parents, we have to apply the same crazy logic. The same logic. If we're going to defend Chris Cuomo's actions, albeit he didn't kill anyone, or his brother didn't kill anyone, the former disgraced governor of New York, if we're going to defend, allow Chris to defend that and say what he did was okay because he was trying to protect his family, then we have to apply those same rules and logic to Ethan Cromley's parents, the kid who went in and killed six people at a school in Michigan. And his parents knew about it. And then they tried to flee. They went and talked to the police. We have to apply the same logic when it comes to Brian Laundrie, when he killed his girlfriend and his parents didn't want to talk. You can't switch and choose. You can't go backwards and forward. The same logic. And this is a crazy logic of the left. They want to defend some and not defend others. It all depends on how they're feeling. But if we are going to defend Chris Cuomo and say that it was okay what he did, then we must apply the same thing to Ethan Cromley's parents, to Brian Laundrie's parents, and all the others that are out there that have sat idly by and watched these things go down. The exact same logic. But this is the logic and the thinking of the left. Because anyone with common sense, anyone who obeys the law would say, no, we can't do it. And at the same time, throwing into the mix, if we're going to charge the parents of Ethan Crumbly, then we should charge George Soros. George Soros should be responsible for every death that has occurred in this country since 2020, and maybe before, because he is responsible for putting in these crazy district of attorneys, these crazy prosecuting attorneys. He is responsible for it. We must go after him also. We should go after his wealth. He should be penalized. Not the city. Well, the city should be penalized also because they're promoting these crazy liberal policies. But we should go after those city council members and mayors personally. Stop letting the city bleed. Go after their wealth because they have a lot of it.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of a shame that judges have immunity, because if they're going to charge Ethan Crumbly's parents, the judge who set Darren Brooks out on bond should be charged with manslaughter. I mean, that guy was a violent offender time and time again, and they let him out to roam the streets and run over a bunch of little kids. That seems to be a double standard to me. I know judges have immunity, but that guy's got to face consequences somehow for letting that guy out.
They have immunity, but when you're not applying the law, when you're not applying the law and you are looking at your own self-interest, you're being an activist, then you should be able to be sued. Your head should be on the chopping block. And I submit to you, George Soros, whom I will talk about in the next hour or the next 30 minutes.
Well said, Rob. Great first half. You guys are tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app for free to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Healthy Cell makes a wonderful line of products, and I want to spend just a minute with you on REM sleep. Do you know Healthy Cell's product has calming herbs, amino acids, minerals, and sleep hormone support for the four-stage human sleep cycle? Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and achieve REM, or rapid eye movement sleep. Through the phases, fall asleep easily. That component of sleep is favorably impacted by melatonin, lemon balm extract, and GABA, lowering the body temperature. That element is influenced by glycine, magnesium, and calcium. Deep lasting sleep, L-theanine, vitamin D3, and vitamin B6. And finally, creativity boosting REM sleep, 5-HTP, vitamin B6, and GABA. Many of us think we need to sleep because we're short on sleep, but we need quality sleep. So please consider Healthy Cell REM sleep supplement. I have one tonight, and I'm going to have a much better night's sleep if not taking it. So go to healthycell.com, and in the promo box, type in Out Loud, and that'll give you a 20% discount off your first purchase. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Today, America stands at the crossroads of history. Our actions will determine the fate of our nation. Well, that journey starts here and starts now. We invite you to join us in making the ultimate difference. Subscribe to our podcast and newsletters. Turn notifications on and stay in the know. You'll find all that back at AmericaOutLoud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Again, glad that you could tune in for the second half of the show. When we went to break, I was talking about George Soros and how I felt that he should be sued. He should be held liable for all of the deaths that have occurred in 2020 and possibly before then. And you may say, why? Well, because he's responsible for helping to fund or support a lot of these crazy woke liberal judges and attorneys, district attorneys, and prosecutors. Look at California, San Francisco, Los Angeles, St. Louis. Everywhere you look and you see a liberal or crazy ruling or prosecutors not willing to or wanting to charge individuals for crimes, look no further than George Soros. His seal is all over it. He's responsible. That is the reason why I say that he should be held responsible. They should be able to sue him. He's a billionaire. And then you look at his background, where he's from, a communist country. So he managed to come here, get a lot of wealth, and just go completely crazy with it. Now, he's not the richest man out there, but he is a billionaire. So he can use part of his wealth to help fund the campaigns of a lot of these prosecutors that don't mean the country any good. But what I always found interesting is that how do they find these people? How do they know this is a person who's not going to obey the law? This is a person that we could use who's going to be lax when it comes to the law. So you look at California and these smash and grab mobs that take place. How did he know that if I pick this person, if I throw my support behind this person, they won't prosecute the individuals? Because all the individuals that participated in the recent smash and grab mob in LA, I think they managed to find about 6 or 10 of them. They arrested them, and you know what? They're back on the streets because there's a no cash bond. They can just get out, charge them, and you let out. The same thing with New York. If you charge them, they're going to be back on the streets. And when they're back on the streets, they are allowed to commit more crime. More crime. Okay. Look at Daryl Brooks. Look at what Daryl Brooks did. He mowed down 6 people. But then when you look at his record, which is like almost 2 arm lengths long, this guy should have never been let out of jail. He should be in jail. But he was arrested and they let him out. New York City, the guy who stabbed the student at Columbia, the exact same thing. When you look at the records and you realize that a lot of them should still be in jail, how did they get out? Well, we want them out because they can't raise the bail, so we have to let them out. They can't raise the money for the bail. Well, why not commit the crime? Don't commit the crime. That's not a hard thing not to do. Why are you committing a crime? Well, they commit a crime out of necessity. This is 2021. Joe has given people all this money. What necessity? You know, actually, Andrew, there shouldn't be a poor person here in the country because of all the money that's out there circulating. Yet and still, we have the ghettos, we have slums, and why? Why do we have it? Well, the inequity, and is this, you have all these people trying to theorize it and trying to explain it. Granted, there is an unlevel playing field that's out there created by the left. They promote people that they like. They put people in positions who they like. Look at Twitter. Jack Dorsey, a billionaire, he's stepping down. Now he's put in some other wackadoodle that bows down at his altar. Now, why didn't he put a black woman or a white woman so that they can increase equity? No, he's not going to do that. He's going to go and pick an Indian guy because, you know, these Indian guys, they're supposed to be really smart and they know all this other stuff. Oh, really? But I thought we were trying to make everything fair and equitable. I have nothing against him putting the guy there, Parag Agrawal, but I'm just going by their playbook of being fair and equity. You see, they keep changing the rules of the game. You look at the recent book that came out by Miranda Devine on Hunter Biden, The Laptop from Hell. Now, had it been someone writing a book about Trump, it would be on all the liberal media circuits. Everybody would be talking about it. But because it's not, no one wants to talk about it. The Laptop from Hell. Again, white privilege. You want to see white privilege? Look at Hunter Biden. White privilege. Why didn't George Soros get a prosecutor to prosecute Hunter Biden? Why is he above the law? This just all works into what they're doing by design to just destroy the country, whereby you'll have the upper class and then the lower class not protected. They're left open. They can't get private security. The police doesn't want to work with them. But this is supposed to be fair inequity. Hunter Biden should have his butt in jail. Joe Biden should not be in office. He stole his way into office. All by design by the left. We don't want to get anything fair and square. We want to cheat. We want to harm in order to get it. The smash and grab mobs, cheating and harming in order to get gains. Joe Biden did the same thing. So it's not as if though these are 6 degrees of separation. They're so closely tied together if you stop and look at it. Because there are no laws that these people won't break. You look at the abortion thing that's coming up and how the left, they're going crazy thinking, oh my God, they're going to do away with abortion. As if abortion is something that you walk up like McDonald's and say, oh, I want a Big Mac, I want a Happy Meal. Oh, and I want an abortion also. Abortion on demand. It's part of our culture, so it seems, abortion. Live, get a job. Oh, and you can have an abortion also. Really? Why is it that abortion is like just part of our lexicon and just, oh, abortion, abortion. Everyone has an abortion. Oh, women. You didn't try contraceptives? And then this whole thing with, men, what are they doing? They don't have an egg and they don't this. Well, it takes two to tangle. So they should have a say in this. Well, it's my body. It's my this. I can this. No, it's not your body. It's a life that's there. And if you didn't want that life, close your legs. If you didn't want that life, use protection. I'm just being frank here. Because sometimes this goes over some people's head. When you start telling me that it's your body and you can do what you want, okay, why didn't you close your legs? Why didn't you use contraceptives? What's the big deal here?
It sounds like these liberal women just want to be able to sleep with anyone and everyone that they want and not have to face any consequences for it. It doesn't matter if they have to kill a baby. That's not in their list of priorities. They've been taught that that's no big deal. But yeah, we need to change that. I'm really glad to see what the Supreme Court is doing. Going to make things more difficult. You should not be having abortions after 6 weeks anyways. If you haven't made your mind up by then you shouldn't be having an abortion at all. Rob, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a power grab, Andrew. That's what it is. When you hear people saying, it's my body, my choice, there's more to it than just that. It's a power grab. They want to be able to say, should I have this kid? Should I not? Oh, I don't want to. It's not the right time. You even had Chelsea Clinton to say that because of abortions, women were able to move up the corporate ladder. Give me a break. That has nothing to do with your movement up the corporate ladder. More to do with your skill set. Because if you're in a key position, all you have to do is just say, hey, I'm going to take off. Look at Pete Buttigieg, who took 3 months off. No one knew where he was. Maternity leave. Yeah, paternity leave. Okay, yeah, whatever. He and his buddy. Okay, yeah. But it's a power grab. It's about power. That's all it is. They want you to think that it's more than that, but it isn't. Now, I'm not saying, if you want to go around and sleep around with every Dick, Tom, and Harry, hey, go for it. They'll say, well, if a guy can do it, okay, why do you want to do what the other person is doing? Haven't you heard the story about the Joneses? Stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. I don't care if you're a guy you're sleeping around. I don't think that's good. Look at that kid, Nick Cannon. He has like close to 10 kids by different women, and he's on TV, celebrated. 10 kids by like 5 different women, and he wants to have more. Like, dude, who told you that you should go around and populate the earth? They should give him a vasectomy. Well, he's got the money. He can take care of all the kids. Yeah, but are you serious? I'm going to get pregnant here. I'm going to get pregnant by this person. And it's being celebrated. He should not be on TV. I'm sorry. They should kick him off. He is not a good representation of a man, of a black man, of an entertainer. He's a slut. He's a slut. He has no dignity, no integrity. And we want to put him on TV and say, oh, he's going to bring in the ratings. But that just shows you the low bar that we have. We should expect more from these individuals that are out front. But this is from the playbook of liberals. This is from the playbook of all the things that they do. No laws, put in people who aren't going to enforce the laws, and let's just live, drink, and be merry. It's more than that. It's a society. We are supposed to be of the most highly intelligent beings, but yet and still we're behaving like we're in the jungle. And some people will say, well, we're no better than animals. I saw a story the other day of a woman on an airplane trying to breastfeed her cat. A cat. She's trying to breastfeed a cat. They should have taken her and locked her up in the hospital. She probably voted for Joe Biden. Quiet as is kept. But a cat. Really? You have people trying to make themselves look like animals. Oh, I'm a lizard man. Oh, I'm a this. Well, I can do what I want to do because it's me. At certain points in time, I do think that the government does need to come in because these people are sick and they need to be reined in and given a psych evaluation. The other day, I saw a picture of Santa Claus kissing daddy. Oh, Santa Claus has a boyfriend. Santa Claus does not have a boyfriend. And I know that Santa Claus is a fictional character, but really, this is by design of the left to push an agenda. This is what it has always been. And it's unfortunate that in 2020, Andrew, they saw an opportunity to seize power, to steal power, and then to push this huge socialist agenda to forever change the makeup of the country. And some of us just stand there wondering, oh, well, I'm not going to say anything. We should be out in the streets and we should be protesting. We should push back. But if we were to do that, push back, the first thing they would say is, oh, it's an insurrection. You're trying to tear down the government. No, that's what you're doing. You're tearing down the government. You're tearing down the country with all of your liberal ideas and policies. That's what you're doing. We're trying to keep things straight. We're trying to make certain that things don't go down, but you're trying to tear it down with the threat of white supremacy. And yet and still we say that this is America. 2020, 2021, looking at 2022. Are you serious? Is this what we want? Are we going to allow individuals like George Soros, who's a billionaire, but he's not at the top of the pecking order, to use his money and influence to change our culture of law, obeying the law, right and wrong, to change it to whatever goes. And if you have the money, you can get away with murder. As long as we like you. But the moment we don't like you, like Alec Baldwin, we're going to throw you up under the bus and we're going to find someone else. It shouldn't be that way. It should not be that way, Andrew. But this is what it's coming to. And people need to stand up and push back. So yes, George Soros, he should be sued. They should sue him over and over and over again. He should die a penniless, broke, disgraced man. All the money that he has, and because he's put these people into power, they should go directly after him. If I were the families of the Michigan students, I would go after him. If I were the families of the loved ones in Wisconsin, I would go after him. If I had a family member who was killed, shot down, murdered because of the laws that these prosecutors were not enforcing, I would go after George Soros without a doubt. I would go after George Soros. Why not? Why go after the city? Go after his billions. He's probably worth $18 billion. Go after him. He's not above reproach. It's because of him that your loved ones are not sitting at the dinner table, at the breakfast table, will not be with you this holiday season. It is because of George Soros, who has supported and backed these candidates who are refusing to enforce the law. George Soros, who has given money to people like Black Lives Matter and Antifa to go in and destroy your communities, to single you out if you don't agree with them and threaten you and harass you. It is because of George Soros. Look him up. Go after George Soros. Go after his wealth. If he is going to diminish your wealth, if he's going to tear up your families, why not go after him? He's not above reproach. He has inflicted this carnage upon the country. I think he's Hungarian, a communist country. He came here, made his billions, and now we're having to suffer because of his crazy warped ideas. He gets to go home at night and sleep in his palace, probably $1,000 sheets, silk sheets, security guards, eating filet mignons, while he's probably eating carrots and vegetables because he's probably some wackadoodle who's all into the environment, but he has a private jet. So he's above all this. He's not in the. He's not affected by any of it, whereas you are. And this is what he's given to you. Go after George Soros' billions. You should be going after him. Someone would say, "Well, it's going to be a hard reach." Well, who cares? Try it. He should be held accountable. There is no reason why this man should escape the carnage that he has created and brought to a lot of the communities, a lot of these families whose loved ones, as I said, will not be there this holiday season. Yeah, you can be mad at your local officials, go after them also. But go to the top, cut the head off the beast. Now, I am not saying to cut his head off literally, but I am saying to go into his pockets, make him pay. And you've got to find a good judge because he's probably funded some of these judges, as Andrew said. And some of them are activist judges. Because if the judges were to exercise their jurisprudence, they would find a way to keep these people in jail. Daryl Brooks should not have been out of jail. Why? Look at the rap sheet. Jacob Blake, the exact same thing. Why are these people out committing crimes? George Floyd. And now we want to put them up on a pedestal as if though they're gods, they're saints, and they're martyrs. They're not. George Floyd was not a martyr. He isn't a martyr. I don't care if they gave him some huge funeral. No, he will go down in history because the story won't be told. They will sanitize him. And then kids will be reading about him in history books that he was a great figure and they killed him. No, George Floyd, this was George Floyd's fault. All he had to do was stop. Now, Derek Chauvin had something to do with it also. I'm not going to immune him and say, oh, he was, no. There were two lives here that intersected. What happened is unfortunate. But George Soros is a culprit in this as well. George Soros is a culprit in all of the unrest that took place during the spring and summer of 2020. George Soros is responsible for all of the lost lives during the riots, spring and summer of 2020. George Soros is responsible for all of the deaths that were committed by criminals. This lies squarely at the foot of George Soros. George Soros is the culprit. George Soros must be held accountable. We cannot allow the media to tell us otherwise. He must be held accountable. Along the same lines, you should go after all of these other pushers of fake news because they were covering up. CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, all of them painted a picture that we don't need the police because the police are bad, that we need these activist judges and activist prosecutors because they're going to save us. Painting the stories that these individuals that committed these horrific crimes, they committed them out of necessity, and that they were actually good guys. Have you heard any stories by the media on Daryl Brooks? No. They have just like whitewashed that story completely. They don't want to talk about it. Why don't they want to talk about it? They spent so much time on Kyle Rittenhouse, who was defending his life. He's not a hero now, but he was defending his life. But every chance they get, they will talk about Kyle Rittenhouse. And that was white supremacy. He killed 3 white men. Well, 2 white men and injured another. 2 white men who was a pedophile, and one was beating up his family. But Kyle Rittenhouse, a kid. But nothing about Daryl Brooks, a grown-ass man who knows right from wrong and who's now saying, oh, they're treating me wrong. I've been demonized. Well, if you've gone and mowed down 6 people, innocent people, white people, or people as a whole, you should be demonized. And if we're not careful, George Soros and all his money will get this guy out, and he will be coming to a station near you, a neighborhood near you, rather, to commit more crime. This is what you get when you defund the police. This is what you get when you want equity. This is what happens when you say, well, Black people, they've been oppressed for so long, and we can't do this, and we can't do that. This is what happens when you allow bad white people to get away with crimes. Ethan Crumley, family probably voted for Joe Biden. And someone said, oh, well, they were writing somewhere that they support Trump's Second Amendment right to bear arms. Well, we all support that. There's nothing wrong with owning a gun. What's wrong is when you own a gun or you have a gun and you're Alec Baldwin and you don't know gun safety. That's the problem right there. Look no further than Alec Baldwin. Look no further than Hunter Biden, who is a convicted felon with a gun. Why hasn't he been arrested? Well, I'll tell you why. It's white privilege. White privilege right there in the Democrat Party. And then someone, oh, well, I heard that Tucker Carlson reached out to Hunter Biden to write a letter for his son to get into Princeton or Yale back in 2004. Okay, whoop-de-doo, they were neighbors. It doesn't mean that Tucker Carlson can't criticize Hunter Biden or call him out. Michelle Obama was a friend of Harvey Weinstein. I don't see you guys talking about that. Why aren't you talking about that? Bill Clinton was friends with Jeffrey Epstein, but yet and still they want to say, well, President Trump, he also met him. Right. And yeah. President Trump said that when I saw what he was into, I walked away.
Yeah, I was going to mention that real quick before we run out of time is this Ghislaine Maxwell trial. You never put it past the leftists to take advantage of any opportunity they have. I mean, as you mentioned, Bill Clinton was with Jeffrey Epstein up until at least the 2010s. But all of a sudden in court, for some reason, they start name dropping President Trump from all the way back in like 1994. I mean, this guy hadn't hung out with Epstein in over 25 years.
By design.
But somehow they've made him a big part of Ghislaine Maxwell court case. It just makes no sense unless if they have a narrative to try and attack President Trump from this trial.
It's by design, Andrew. It's by design. They keep name dropping Trump, and Trump has clearly said, yeah, I knew the guy. And when I found out what he was doing, I'm like, nope, I don't want no part of it. But Bill Clinton, he kept going over and over and over again. But quiet as it's kept, they don't want to say anything about that. Bill Clinton, who has abused women. I mean, look at what he did to Juanita Broderick. Abused her. You better put some ice on that lip. Now, some of these other women, they probably participated willingly. Oh, okay, let's go ahead and do it because it's power. But when it comes to the left, they want to look the other way. they look the other way when they're exercising or benefiting from white privilege. But then they want to call everyone else out. Again, George Soros, this all lies completely at his altar. He should be sued. He should be called out. He should be investigated. But we all know that Merrick Garland isn't going to do it because his son-in-law is too busy pushing critical race theory books about it so that he can enrich himself. If you connect the dots, folks, and you step back, you don't have to like President Trump. Remove Trump out of the equation because a lot of you are suffering from TDS. You can't see the light of day. Remove him from the equation. Even remove conservatives or Republicans from the equation. Just look at right and wrong and connect the dots, and you will see for yourself what's actually happening in this country, what's destroying this country, the agenda that they're pushing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. Well, we're just about out of time, but if you guys are looking for a great present this time of year for you or a family member, head on over to healthycell.com and use the code OUTLOUD to save yourself 20%. With Healthy Cell, you can get better sleep, focus, and energy with Healthy Cell's great pill-free products. Head on over to healthycell.com and it saved 20% off with the code OUTLOUD. Rob and I have been taking Healthy Cell, and we feel great, and we highly recommend you guys check out that product. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out on all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who just celebrated its 5th anniversary. You can head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and watch or listen to all the shows for free. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you download your podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Remember, stand for something or you will fall